Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Control, partying wildly in a world of seedy cocaine snorters and dangerous mobsters who could use him to get to his multi-millionaire daughter. Oh, that's good. This guy's sleazy looking, too. And Britney looks really bad here in this one picture. You know, the Enquirer, let me tell you this. If you sneeze at the wrong point in public, the Enquirer will get it and take a frame from it and use it as, like, the picture, you know. And it'll be like, you know, and it'll totally be like... Britney battles heroin addiction. You know, Bert and Lonnie's shameful secret. And it'll be a picture of you, like, picking your nose or something. It's a bad picture of her. Look at her. She looks like she's all... She's got one eye shut. It's like Christina. Christina is, you know... Christina's a very beautiful girl, but as she herself will tell you, photographs kind of badly. Because Christina's always blinking or, like, closing one nostril or something when you photograph her. That's what Britney looks like here. Doesn't she look just like Madeline Kahn, though, on the front of this? It's creepy, man. It's weirding me out. Coming up later on the show, we got a Christmas edition of Rick Emerson's Hate Mail. We'll talk to our good friends at Delilah's Catering here in just a moment. More from the mind of Stan Freberg coming up, plus news at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. We'll finish in Jolie in a second. Let's take it to Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
And our friends from Delilah's Catering are in the KOTK newsroom to visit.
I heard they slipped you the eggplant.
I got the eggplant.
Excellent.
Thank you for the eggplant.
All right. And all I see is eggplant, and then there's an eggplant sandwich, and then a six-pack of
six
something.
Six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon,
yeah,
baby. Come on.
It's just quality,
here.
Like $1.99 beer.
And then some
they left it with Clyde.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah, they left it with me. And then also there's this peach thing that's got a lot of alcohol in it, and it makes me drunk. So I'm
and Twinkies.
And Twinkies. So I'm pretty happy.
Perfect for deep frying, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So what? Are you drinking that? What is it?
No, I want Matt to open it for me so I can.
Oh, well, here. Hold on a second.
Oh, we got the Simpsons.
Yeah. The Simpsons bottle opener.
And we got that Homer bottle opener.
I think I got the Simpsons bottle opener.
Give me a second.
Excellent. I knew that those things were...
Yes! Oh, yes! Woohoo!
All right. Thank you to listener Mark for dropping those up. All right.
Anyway, this news isn't brought to you by anyone. They're a loss, I guess.
No, but this hour, the Rick Emerson Show is brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography.
No way.
What?
We're only 6 minutes in, and you're already doing this.
I'm a professional. Brought to you by...
Since when?
Professional full-service photography, specializing in weddings. Give Michael Hacker Photography a call at 503-816-4944. All right.
Top story, murder in the burbs. Washington County authorities say a guy died from a gunshot wound near Beaverton, of all places. 21-year-old Matthew Aaron Engelhardt of Hillsboro was shot as he sat behind the wheel of a stopped but running car. Deputies closed roads in the area so investigators could have a secure crime scene. A spokesperson says they have no information about the shooter. They declined to say whether they think the gun was fired inside or outside the vehicle.
Jacked in the burbs.
Yeah.
All right.
Then the guy whose pregnant wife and three young children were found dead in the snowy coastal range is now charged with 7 counts of aggravated murder. 37-year-old Morris is accused
seven?
Of... Yeah.
How could it be 7 counts of murder? There's only 4 people in the family.
Well, they can't up the number to make sure that they hold him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's makes 4 sense. Lawyers.
But they do kill him each twice?
Well, no. I mean, I guess they just assumed that, you know...
Okay, here's the answer.
Somebody miscounted.
It is because the children are younger than 14.
What's that got to do with anything?
Okay, so it's like... Right. So, okay. So mm-hmm. they count as double
person. So it's like, okay, I understand.
So what is it, like dog ears or something you kill and then you get like a count here?
I didn't say that.
Maybe it's actually family pets.
Maybe you're bleeping that, and Clyde's mic is going to be turned off while he continues to drink over there. That was, I believe that. That was over the line. That was so over the line, I can't even tell you how over the line it was.
Okay.
Even Tim was offended by that. Tim is a man without a soul.
We're all laughing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
And we'd like to thank our friend Dell, who dropped off the Bandon police log.
Oh, excellent.
Here we go.
All right.
Citizens reported suspicious items floating in the water at the boat basin. The items turned out to be deer bones. Police received a report of a goat wandering at large near Price and Pride. The goat was captured by its owner. They received a report of a disturbance on 3rd Street that occurred. Caller was concerned because neighbors couldn't answer the door and they heard screams caused by the resident's grandchild having to leave before the cartoon finished. And that is the Bandon police log. Thanks to our friend Dell. This is from the Bandon Bugle or whatever it is. Oh, Western World. It's the...
Is that one of those community newspapers?
It is. Established in 1912.
Like in Southeast, they have that Southeast Voice or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? That mm-hmm. free newspaper they give out on some of those the little... those display... Like next to the real estate guide that you take for free while you're waiting at the bus stop looking for something to read. And there's the Southeast Voice. And you can totally just picture the guy, the little cub reporter with the press pass in his hat looking for the big scoop writing for it. So.
How about this? Happy holidays from Busman's Mobile Butchering. They took out a quarter-page ad.
I think we got a little too much mobile butchering going on in this state already.
Let's see. The Umpqua Bank. All three people who work there. What else do we have here? Let's see. Give your family the gift of safety. The Hair Club wishes everyone happy holidays.
The Hair Club.
The Hair Club.
Is there one from Hot Tips Nail Salon, too?
Let's see here. Happy holidays from Bandon Fisheries. And I guess that's about it for businesses. Bandon's River Museum. Make sure you visit there,
too. There's only three businesses there. I don't even know where the city is.
Where is Bandon? It's on the coast, isn't it?
Where's Bandon at, Matt?
Bandon? It's down kind of by Coos Bay.
All right.
Okay. All the way down on southern Oregon.
Okay.
So there's actually some great golf courses down there, though. Bandon Dunes.
I'll take your word for it.
It's one of the, like, the nicest courses in the country.
Yeah, says the man who lives next door to a country club.
Well, that's Waverly, yeah.
And by the way, did we find out yesterday that Sarah has been to Europe as well?
Probably.
Yeah, she's actually, she's got, like, Irish lineage or Scottish. Or
well, so what? So,
and she's been there. So, she's,
yeah, so everybody, so now, so it's good that we've just swapped out one hoity-toity young girl for another one. So now I remain the only person on the show who never had a trip to Europe. All right.
Well, so what? Like, that's our fault or something,
then? I've
never
been to Europe, but I've been to South America.
I'm just where life is cheap.
Where life is cheap.
I'm just saying. Is this...
And Old Spice is plentiful.
That's your boss.
Where the chicks dig Old Spice, apparently. Amen. By the way, in a moment, we'll run that action by Jolie and see what she says. Is this Bruce?
Yes, and exactly. I want you guys to stop making fun of the news on the South Coast. Previously in my career, I used to have to report the Bandon police blotter. Every morning.
Brought to you by Bandon Mobile Butchering.
Bruce.
I would have been my Bandon Ford in those days, which has now gone out of business. But I did the news for all of Coos County from the county seat in Coquille. And I used to get to call the Myrtle Point police office every morning and the county sheriff's office and the Bandon police office and see what they had on their list. And the South Coast is kind of a neat place. Rick, you'd like it.
Yeah, but now you've moved up to the big city.
That's right.
I never said one bad word about it. That was Tim and Matt.
You guys all making fun of it?
I didn't say anything bad about Bandon. Bandon has two of the nicest golf courses in the state.
We were reading the actual police blotter.
Yeah, I think Tim was just reading the actual news and the advertisements therein.
I mean, I got to be on a station in Montreal one day because we had such a huge news story on the coast. I forgot what it was. It was some guy came to the coast and beat to death his common law wife in her in their car and just left him right there on the coast.
Merry Christmas, kids. Yeah, all the news in these small towns is always uniformly bad, though. It's always just horrific crimes and whatnot.
Yeah, but it was always the tourists.
So that doesn't matter. Excellent. Bruce Agler, program director. It was just people that didn't belong here anyway.
Well, we'll have rain decreasing tonight. Lows about 45 and a chance of showers after that, and then more rain likely tomorrow. It'll be miserable. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Mobile butchery. All right, so in a few minutes here, we'll tell them we're good friends at Delilah's Catering and see what swag they've, what grub is this that they've brought to us. News at Ground Zero coming up later on as well. So, Jolie, from the front, as we were talking about how chicks think. And the, so the short answer, the guy had said, is it easier to get laid during the holidays? And you just turned it into yet another screed about how your husband never cleans the house.
No. I said yes, because we're happy. So when you make us happy, we want to make you happy. Just remember that. That's the most important thing to remember.
Right. Okay.
But the other little tip I wanted to give you, too, was because I remembered, you know, from talking about the questions before. When the woman is upset and you're asking her what's wrong, here's the best advice. You go up, you say, hey, honey, you look like you could really use a hug. And you give her a hug. That's just going
to
make her
melt. Do I have to go shopping for drapes after that, too? Do I have to wear a dress while I say that?
God, just hug her, for God's sake.
You look like you could use a hug. All right, whatever.
I'm serious.
Okay.
You just try it.
Maybe I'll start putting on powder and rouge. Not for a hug. It wouldn't kill women just to say what's wrong. So, anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. I need some advice here.
Yeah.
I've got these little certificates here, and I want to give them to my husband for, you know, Christmas, but I need to put something in them. You know, like, this is a free coupon for
Matt,
something. So, help me out here.
Matt, okay. I think we can all say Hummers. I think we can all say Hummers on this.
Can we all agree that's the kind of gift any guy would love to receive? And especially when he's got coupons that he can just, like, redeem them whenever he wants.
The thing says, I love you, like, you know, like brief, you know, impersonal sex.
Oh, okay, I haven't heard the word Hummer before in that. So is a Hummer a...
What?
You haven't heard the word Hummer?
I haven't heard of Hummer.
You've never... You don't know what
only
a Hummer is?
Just the car.
A Hummer's the Lewinsky.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what I thought, but I just didn't know. I mean, because you can't say that word.
What city do you live in? Jesus, what year is it in your country? So how many are there?
Well,
I've got about
10 or 20.
So you've got 10 blank certificates you want to give your husband for one free whatever.
Yeah, and I don't want to put Hummer on every single one of them.
I think he probably wants you to.
In giving him what he wants.
If you want to give him what he wants, he's looking for 15 of those things to just disperse through the year.
Is this about what he wants or about what you want him to want?
Both. Come on, it's a compromise.
No, they're not the same thing.
Come on,
it's not a compromise. It's a gift.
It's a compromise. That's a surrender is what you're asking
there.
Come
on.
I don't. How about this? You know what? Here's how we could do this. Instead of giving guys gift certificates for stuff, give them sort of anti-gift certificates. So, like, one time when you're just nagging him, he can just pull it out and go, like, one end of nag session, and you just have to quit bitching.
Oh, you like that? Okay.
No, I'm just saying, wouldn't guys like that? Or how about one certificate for when something's wrong, you have to tell him what it is.
Okay, I can go for that.
It's like one certificate for
I'm still sticking with the Hummer thing, though, because when she's in the middle of that nag session, to get her to stop, you whip out the Hummer certificate.
Yeah.
That's like a get out of jail free card. That's kind of an insult to injury. Because she's already pissed at you. But like, nope, right now.
You got to do it.
No, yeah. I like the other idea because that way then, it, you know, that's
she'll find a way to complain around
less
it.
Less effort than the Hummer.
And then she'll bite, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, please.
I never cleaned the kitchen.
Oh, man. How many of those beers are gone?
Sorry.
Clyde took them all. We didn't get any.
So, and while we're talking on the subject of men, I wanted to chime in.
You got
on
a lot of anger inside you. You just got so much angst inside you.
I'm the nicest person ever.
Okay.
I wanted to chime in on the smelling of the men.
Yes. The smelling of the men. Is that like the running of the bulls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so my grandma used to use Downy fabric softener.
As a perfume?
No, I mean, she washed the clothes in Downy, so when I was over there, I'd always get that smell. Because my mom never used it, probably because it was too expensive or something.
Right.
Anyway, so whenever, like, I remember in high school, I'd get these whiffs of Downy, or even, like, Ian, you know?
Like if his clothes have it or whatever?
Yeah, and you smell, oh,
well, they say chicks respond to really bizarre smells. That women especially respond? Well, no, because...
It's
a bizarre smell, because you wouldn't associate it with romance.
Right.
But, you know, the thing about it is that smell is the most powerful of your senses, meaning smell triggers mental responses faster than any of the other senses. That's why when you're walking along a supermarket or in a store and you smell something, and it takes you right back to... you know, my grandmother's basement smelled just like this. I'm always going into bookstores that smell like my grandmother's basement because it's that mildewy. No, it's that, you know, because my grandmother's basement had a lot of old magazines, and so it was that moldy sort of old paper smell, like old Life magazines. And so you'll go into like a really, like a like an old bookstore, like a kind of an antique bookstore, and you'll get that sort of old paper smell, and it takes me right back to that. Anyway, so smells are really powerful.
The Downy is good.
Smells that link to childhood or adolescence, especially people respond
to this. What about Old Spice?
Would you get off the Old Spice?
No. What do you mean, no?
My dad didn't wear Old Spice.
Hey, the women in here like Old Spice.
I think they do. They're
all in here just all about the Old Spice. And
okay.
I prefer Downy, hands down.
All right, there you go. There's Jolie from the Puddings. Have a happy holiday.
Christmas.
We'll see you next week, I imagine. All right. 1-800-727. Jesus, God. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1090. Coming up later on this hour, news at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, plus the magic of Stan Freberg. We also have a holiday edition of Rick Emerson. Hate mail coming up here in just a few. Let's see, Derek, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Hey, don't kid yourself, man. The South Coast is the anus of the universe.
I didn't say word one, good or bad, about it. I'm not taking a side.
Just want to make sure you understand.
But you're saying it's Buttville.
Well, you know, I had a transmission shop in between Coquille and Myrtle Point.
Yeah.
And when they started burning boats in the harbor because they couldn't figure out how to get them out of there, it was time
fire.
To go.
Completely. It's like in Jersey where those garbage barges just go from one port to another. That's how you know you're in a
where
bad
do they
place.
Go?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Good. Yeah, there's Derek there. All right. So, yeah, see, Bruce calls in and starts complaining that we're busting on his fatted calf or whatever. That was Derek. It wasn't me. All right. It's 503-250-1080. We're going to get Doug and Trey in a moment. Diana, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KUTK.
Hey, baby, Merry Christmas.
What do you got, sister?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. We need to just get a European fund for you.
Completely. We need to start our bake sales to send Rick
look,
to Europe.
Your loyal and loving fan base, just have them send him a buck each. You'll be in Europe and fine sell in no time at all.
Hey, they send me 10 bucks each. I don't have to come back. I can just stay there. So.
Well, no.
Oh, I know. What would you all
you
do without me? All right, so, yeah, we'll have some
a
sort
happy
of
a, existence.
Hey,
send
shut
to
up.
France where they don't clean their underwear anymore.
Why do you guys always have to be so mean to me? It is the Christmas. It's the birth of the baby
France.
Jesus.
You deserve it.
You pricks.
Oh, and by the way, a man wearing Brute will really get me going. I love
Brute. Really?
Brute?
I thought that
Brute?
Was one of those things that you couldn't wear after 1983. I thought only Burt Reynolds types wore that.
All I know is it's really a primal one for me.
All right, excellent.
Wear Brute driving your Camaro. She's all over you, man.
Exactly. Yeah, with that big old Mr. Brady suit. Yeah,
aqua velva, baby.
Happy holidays, Diana.
You too.
All right, there you go. There's Diana. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080.
I've been wearing like Armani, you know, like Aqua de Joe and stuff. What am I thinking, I guess? Old Spice and Downy.
All right. Well, in a moment here, we'll talk to Heather and Ivy from Delilah's Catering in a moment, and we'll see what their take on this is. Doug, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
That Brute, didn't Granny Clampett make that in the backyard?
Yeah, Brute. I mean, anything that can double as, like, fuel for your car, you know,
Stetson. Yeah, it smells like rawhide.
Stetson, baby, all through high school, me
I'm
with the Stetson.
Like a sweaty ass old horse. That's good. Hey, that gland in your brain, you know, with the smells, it's right next to your memory deal, you know, that's why you remember some of those smells.
It's true.
Stuff,
it's true. Okay, well, I guess that's the end of that. All right, that's Doug. I think this is our good friend, Trey. Is this Trey from sales? Clyde? All right, okay, there's our good friend, Trey.
Clyde let me know that after you told me he was coming up.
Clyde's busy drinking his peach schnapps or whatever that is. This is Trey in sales.
What's going on down there, dude?
Why aren't you... Well, we're working, Trey. What's going on where you are?
Well, you know, considering the fact that I probably put in 10 or 11 a day, I decided I'd take today off.
Let's all...
Actually, you know, all things aside, being that, you know, jovial holiday season and all, I decided I'd call in and just, you know, be nice to you.
Call in and tell me that you're home while I'm working. Thanks.
Oh, I just wanted to wish you warm holiday greetings from those of us at the other end of the hall that, you know, generate the revenue.
Oh, so it's you who generates the revenue, do you?
Well, no. I can tell by all the show prep that you come do with me in the morning. There's an equilibrium that takes place. That's a good word, by the way. That you know, you create an audience, and then we go sell that audience to advertisers. We couldn't do either one without another.
So what basically happens is I earn the goodwill of the people, and then to punish them, you send Steve Pelequin to their places of business.
I can have him removed if you'd like.
Really? That dude, it would be a happy Christmas all the way around. You talk about, and God bless us, everyone. So,
no, screw a trip to Europe, man. He puts too much food on all of our tables.
I know.
To jettison that. And, hey, you know, I actually got some good news. Got authorization to get another laptop.
Really? Who does this one go to? Like a random guy in the street? Somebody in a homeless shelter? Somebody dead, perhaps?
Well, no, we're going to use it in sales, but I just got to let you know.
Oh, God,
you know,
I hate
maybe,
you.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe thanks. Someday, you know.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, my old man has been wearing Jovan Musk for about 30 years.
Yeah, we'll see those. But, you know, you reach a certain point in old guy where it's kind of cool just because you've been doing it forever, you know?
Oh, it's just like putting on, he used to give it to me every year for Christmas, I mean, that cologne. It's like transmission fluid or something. It's disgusting. I finally broke down and got some good stuff last year.
They never want to switch. You're like, this brute works me fine.
As long as you think so, Pops.
All right, happy holidays. You're going to be here next week?
I'll see you Monday.
All right, we'll see you Monday. Happy holidays, brother.
Drive safe, dude.
All right, there you go. There's Trey Yant in sales. All right, 1-800-737-9955. Just a moment, we'll talk to our good friends from Delilah's Catering, Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero, and the Magic of Stan Freeberg coming up. It's time for another edition of Rick Emerson's Holiday Hate Mail. This one comes to us from Scott in Portland. Dear Rick, subject line, you suck. I like talk radio, usually. Unfortunately, after Howard Stern ends, there isn't anything good on in Portland. I gave you a few chances. I'd turn you on after the news on KEX ended. You could probably care less about my negative opinions, but I'm going to share them anyway. You remind me of a young, untalented Rush Limbaugh. You know why? You are both ignorant, unworldly, self-serving jerks. You come across as a person with absolutely no self-esteem, and probably for good reason. You and your egocentric ideas are exactly what people don't need. I hope you say something stupid and get fired, or just go away and make room for a good show. I like Tim Riley, though. I bet he hates you, too. Scott.
Not true.
Page 2. Rick. You are a little pompous, little Starbucks drinking, hedgehog owning, peckerwood of a Kurt Cobain wannabe that I have ever heard. You didn't escape from Kennewick. They just made a clean sweep of all the little moronic bitches, and your ass had to go. Keep spouting the mainstream rhetoric, and everything will be all right in your little Rick world. God forbid you have an original thought. I think I heard your show before on KUFO from 6 to 10 in the morning. Dave. Page 3. Hey there, S-Head. I can't believe that KUTK would let you back on and give you a microphone. You were an effing ingrate before. I sure hope your big effing head doesn't get any bigger. You are an ass. That's Jacob. There you go. Back in the bag for another year. Join us next December 24th for another edition of Rick Emerson's Holiday Hate Mail. Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero coming up. Delilah's Catering. We'll talk to them, see what they brought us, and also the magic of Stan Freeberg. Don't go anywhere. It's Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
God bless us, everyone! All right, here's Clyde Lewis with that traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 2:31. I'm Tim Riley. Well, it was 50 years ago, the now-forgotten Korean War was underway. Edward R. Murrow, See It Now, presented the docking of the USS Daniel Sultan in San Francisco, bringing home Oregonians for the holidays.
Should I just mimic the ship sound here?
We'd like you to meet one or two of them as they come off the ship. We've grabbed a few here, and if you'd like, we'll talk to them for you.
Good, let's do it. Sergeant Johnson and my wife.
Where are you from?
Vail, Oregon.
Where have you been?
I've been in Japan.
For how long?
Been there 5 years. My wife's been there 3.
What did you miss most?
I missed department stores.
Fine. How about you?
Well, a good old American corner drugstore. Not the best thing.
Thank you very much.
And Edward R. Murrow sends his viewers a stern Christmas greeting.
We brought you a short sequence of fighting men singing because they represent part of the price we paid in our bargain with destiny. We pretend no knowledge of the future. It may be that more soldiers have to die, that small children will never know real peace, that great cities will be destroyed again. But the thing that Christmas stands for, stripped of all its tawdry commercialism and tinfoil, is something to which men have returned and will return again. This is not to be destroyed, unless we do it. For our own part, we hope to remind ourselves and you that the first thing the angel said to the shepherd was, "Fear not." Good afternoon, and good luck.
That was Edward R. Murrow. He died from smoking. Portland Metro forecast for tonight, a chance of showers. Those will be 35 to 40, and tomorrow, rain to ruin everyone's day. Highs about 35. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Talk.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap, I'm about to happen like a knee. You were tapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. So Rick Emerson Show coming up in a few. We got Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. And more from the mind of Stan Freeberg coming up. Like us in about half an hour, followed by the world-famous Bill Hendry Show. It's Christmas Eve. We're live. Don't forget tomorrow, a brand-new KOTK Noon News Hour, two-hour version, going from noon to two, followed by Rick Emerson's Behind the Christmas. And then Thursday and Friday, new news hours as well. We're going to be doing those live Thursday and Friday with me from a secure location inside Kennewick. In a moment, we'll bring in Clyde. Welcome to the show. Our good friends, though, Heather and Ivy from Delilah's Catering. How are you guys?
I'm lovely. Thank
I want you guys to give you guys a big, huge honkin' holiday plug, because in addition to providing the food for the toy drive, which was on the 13th, you guys brought in all the food for that for Christina's going away party, and then I haven't seen any of the food you ostensibly brought us today.
Clyde's eating it as we speak.
Ah, you bastard! I got an eggplant sandwich as well.
So Tim, of course, gets the thing nobody else wants.
Well, no. Tim's a vegetarian.
It's like people have eggplant on their pizza. That's just wrong.
It's really good. It's the grilled eggplant.
It's good.
There's nothing good about it.
I'm a carnivore, and vegetarian pizza's good.
No, I can't get with them. All right, anyway. So you guys must get slammed over the holidays, though. You guys must be dead on your feet because everybody wants food.
We're pretty much done for the season with the holiday parties. We had a huge gig on the, when was that, the 14th?
Something like that, yeah.
So how is it that you brought us the great food and then... How did that work out? Was there like no money left over? Is your budget just blown at that point? Or?
That's what the kids are thinking these days.
The kids, they love the blue ribbon. Well, yeah, the place where I get my haircut. Well, you sit there, they give you pass while you're waiting. Line? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we'll get your haircut in about 20 minutes. Would you like some beer? Because that's
my
what you want.
My father's standby, too.
Oh, you just want to be weaving around in the chair while they're, using the cutting implements near your head.
Just relax.
Well, so there's a peach thing you brought for Clyde that he's already consumed, I think.
Ivy brought that.
Oh, yeah. Brought that.
It's like a peach.
It's a hard cider from Canada.
Okay, yeah. So it's just another thing to destroy his brain cells
12%.
With. 12%, great, that's exactly what it's like. That guy just sent me a bottle of Everclear the other day, and it was just like, give this to Clyde. Give it to Mikey, he'll eat anything. It's just like,
give it to Clyde.
He'll drink anything. Doesn't matter what it is. So we got that, is there something for me?
Just our love.
Oh, see.
No, we brought.
What did we make?
What do you guys talk to Trey beforehand? Don't give Rick anything.
We made. I made cookies.
Oh, do I get some of those?
Rice
Krispie treats.
Hey, flag those now. Those
Rice
are mine.
Krispie treats are mine. You can have the cookies.
You have to share.
Yeah, I'll give you half and half.
Yeah.
Dick. Jesus. Why do you gotta make the Christmas time such a season of avarice and greed, you bastard?
And that wasn't me. That was Hallmark.
Somebody's just getting. You're not even getting coal. You're getting like imitation coal this year. All right, so we'll give
it. Any coal, man, compress that, you make a diamond.
You could do that. I just so if people, I know you guys are probably closed right about now for the next few days, but if people want to get in contact, want catering, as great food, what's the best way to reach you guys?
503-2433-24 or go to the webpage at www.delilahs.com. Not Delilah.
Delilah's. Like, is Delilah's or Delilah's food. Catering?
Yes, Delilah's.com.
Delilah's.com, and it's great food. We can all attest to that. We ate like for like 4 days on that stuff left over from the toy drive. So, excellent. Well, you guys have a Merry Christmas. Happy
thank
holiday.
You.
We appreciate it. Heather and Ivy, thank you all very much for coming to Delilah'sCatering.com. Good day. All right. It's time for another edition of Clyde Lewis's News at Ground Zero. Okay, you have to get the food out of your mouth before you can...
I'm sorry, they're feeding me.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Feeding me like a god that I am.
You know, you know what you are? You're like that creature that lives in the pit on Land of the Lost, where it's like, we got to go feed the Herknach, or whatever the thing it's called. But you're the Herknach.
Okay.
They throw food in with wooden sticks.
Sounds. They also brought Twinkies.
What the... See, what was I giving a Twinkie?
My
no.
Twinkies.
You know what I got? I got Bupkis.
I got beer. I got Twinkies. I'm eating a
I'll leave you a
sandwich.
Rice Krispie
Twinkies
treat.
Twinkies and beer. That's catering from the heart.
Man, I'll tell you.
Catered by 7-Eleven.
And Powerball.
And Power... Oh, that's right. And they gave me a Powerball ticket. Catered
Powerball.
By Plaid Pantry.
This is great stuff, man. This is better than the Christmas.
And I'm not sharing it. My Powerball ticket hits. I'm taking it all. That's what I get for not getting a laptop. That's a little karma. That's the universe accruing back to me.
No, they put the caveat on all the Powerball tickets that if any of us win, whoever wins splits it 50-50 with them.
Very Christian.
Right. So I was talking about if I won, I would take them to Vegas.
Right.
So I take them to Vegas. And
excellent.
And all of a sudden I hear, can my husband come? I'm going, what?
You always hear that. No, you talk to some chick and just, everything's going to get... And then, so my husband, and you're like, you know. Yeah. How about guys?
I don't know that word. I'm sorry. What is that?
What? Chick?
Husband. I didn't catch that one.
Every guy knows that, though. I mean, women, it probably happens to women, too. You see some guy at the health club, great, good-looking, funny, successful, and then it's like, blah, 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 yeah, my wife and I need... You know, and he just... So, anyway. So what's up in the land of Clyde for the holiday season?
Well, okay. I have started something, and I think I've created a monster. I talked about pictures that are being taken by photojournalists that depict our leaders as saints. And I got a picture of Trent Lott on my website right now that he has a huge halo behind his head.
Oh, this is like that picture of George Bush where the presidential seal is a halo behind him. I've seen that.
Bigger than that. This is huge. He's like, it looks like he's got this, you know, he's like the patron saint of Guadalupe or whatever. It's huge head. And a lot of people say, well, why do they do that to Trent Lott? Well, because under Trent Lott, in my forum, it says what he said, that he was attacked because, not because he was a racist pig, he was attacked because he was a Christian.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so that picture with him with a halo behind him saying that he's a Christian.
Yeah, let's all shed a tear for poor Trent Lott.
And so if you go into my forum, you get to see all these pictures that people are finding for me. And somebody else told me they had a picture of Joseph Lieberman standing with an angel. He's standing in some church with an angel. And then I've got a picture of George Bush waving, and there's a cross under his arm.
Oh, I've seen that. It's where he's standing with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he's standing with Bill Clinton. He's waving. There's a cross
your
under his arm.
Your website freaks me out, man. Your website is freaky stuff. Tim says the same thing, too. Your website is damn unnerving sometimes.
So what I'm asking is if you read the paper or if you see anything where a political figure, such as maybe George Bush or any other political figure, is in a stance that reminds you of a
religious
post
to send it to you?
To send it to me. I just had a guy call me and said in the London Times about Lieberman, London Financial Times, Lieberman is standing with an angel. And somebody else sent me a picture of Colin Powell standing with a huge globe behind him, but it looks like he's got the globe in his hands because it's like he's carrying the globe in his hands.
You could be like those old women that go on Leno with potato chips that look like famous, you know, people.
Well, that's
in
what it's
history.
It's kind of a coincidence. Somebody just posted some pictures on my web of Bush looking up into heaven, and there's this big bright light above him as if he's looking up at God, like, here is my beloved Bush in whom I am well pleased. And
that's a phrase you just don't hear often enough these days.
And a picture of him standing next to a menorah, and just every little picture that I can find of them looking like religious people. Because I'm going to start a website with all those pictures because I think that they are actually making these pictures to trigger memes in our brains. I really do.
Okay, we'll be back with more with Clyde Lewis here in just a moment. We got the Likas coming about 20 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are live. It's Christmas Eve. Once again, Stan Freberg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more...
See?
Less tolerance.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge...
No, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Check the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of beef,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. Taste the time for merchandising, fa la 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 la. Rob and ever be to reason, fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season, fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Well, let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And we buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, rub your hands. December's here, what a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just sew your mercenary toe.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself.
but Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Why don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Here, jingle, jingle all the way.
Dashing through the snow with a 50-foot coupe, or the bibbidi go selling all the way. Dash off with advertising bills, so compromising. La 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 la.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now come to the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show, and I want to close this out with something from Katie in St. John's.
She just sent this to us.
Dear Rick, 'twas 2 weeks before Christmas and all through the town gathered listeners around radios to hear what would come down. The children were locked in their rooms for their sake, for who knew what twist Rick's carol would take? We'd waited with bated breath for the verse. Would it be naughty or silly or worse? With so much to choose from, we knew they'd ridicule the freaks of our city with their own brand of Yule. They roasted Oswego, got Beaverton right, but Vancouver's in Washington. It's way out of sight. What happened to St. John's, you big hairy Grinch? We always get left out, never given an inch. With so much to choose from in our little slum, sleazy speed freaks, empty buildings, each drunken bum, there must have been something that you could find to sing of this hellhole, this blight on mankind. Today, for example, 'tis not a fat elf who flies over my house, but the sheriff himself, chasing some freak who, in Jesus' name, has brought upon St. John's more infamous fame. But I'm writing that fat elf who checks his list twice and already knows Rick's naughty, not nice. Please rethink that stocking all filled with coal and grant Rick his wishes and bless his dear soul. I know he will think I am just a sap. You know how he hates that old hippie crap. But send him a present, something just right. For Rick, our bad boy, an afternoon delight. To you and the crew, thanks, love you, Merry Christmas, Katie in St. John's. So there you go. I'll put that on the website tonight, by the way.
St. John's rocks.
That'll be on the website tonight. Yeah, but your ass has to park a Mercedes there.
St. John's rocks.
You
St.
bet.
St. John's rocks.
Yeah, the nicest car in St. John's.
St. John's up in this bitch.
St. John's representing the whatever. What is it? 503 there, too?
Yo, it's after the J. Come on.
I didn't even know. I had nothing. I didn't know. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesday, Christmas Day, brand new KOTK Noon News Hour going for 2 hours, noon to two, followed by Rick Emerson's Santa Claus Behind the Christmas. And if you haven't heard it since last Christmas, we've added a whole bunch of new material to it. That's tomorrow, the Rick Emerson Players. So pretty much a whole new show tomorrow for most of you. Thursday, a live news hour, doing it live from Kennewick. Friday, live news hour, live from Kennewick. along with some selected bits from the year past, including but not limited to the Tim Riley Gunfest and the Deep Frying Twinkies. All right. We want to thank Tom Cruise, Jennifer Connelly, Halle Berry, Jodie Foster, Jennifer Lopez, that woman with the Jesse Ventura Christmas ornament, Chuck Berry, Run DMC, The Kinks, Brian, Mike, and Dina. And we want to thank Brian especially for the Christmas ornament. Glad you could come on and see the operation works. And we want to thank Heather and Ivy. From Delilah's Catering at Delilah's.com. And we want to thank Dell as well. Everybody who's dropped us off Christmas gifts, everybody who's dropped us or sent us a card, even Sarah, anybody who's given us anything over the last week or so, we appreciate it. Hope you all have a safe and Merry Christmas. We want to give a big shout out to Mary and Joseph and thank them for not using birth control this holiday season so many years ago. Be safe this holiday season. I want to see every one of you safe and sound on the other side of the holiday. Thank you all for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. We will talk to you soon. Bye. Happy holidays to you all.